Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After President Trump's freewheeling campaign event in Phoenix last night, paid for by his campaign committee, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told CNN he found it disturbing.
I really question his ability to, his fitness to be in this office. And I also am beginning to wonder about his motivation for it. Maybe he is looking for a way out.
Of the 75-minute speech last night, 16 was spent on a retelling of how the president responded to the white supremacist demonstrations in Charlottesville. Here's what he said last night.
Really fast, here's what I said on Saturday. We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday.
But here's what he actually said last Saturday.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Let's bring in Jimmy Jenkins with KJZZ. And Jimmy, the president left out the words that troubled people, that many sides were responsible for Charlottesville. But today, conservative voice Laura Ingraham says Trump should hold a rally every week. It was that effective. What's the view on the ground there?
Well, it certainly was effective for his base. A lot of people were lining up early yesterday morning to see the president. I talked to the former chair of the Arizona Republican Party, Robert Graham, and he said, you know, get ready because this is just kind of like the new normal for politics. I guess we've been used to the perpetual cycle, but he said that, you know, this is important, especially for areas like Arizona, for the president to come. And that's one of the main things that I think the audience really responded to is he started off the speech by saying, recalling the times when he came here in 2015, one of the first places in the country where he, a lot of people showed up, a big groundswell of support. So the crowd really reacted positively to that.
Well, some of the biggest applause lines were when he attacked the media. He said he truly believed the press doesn't like our country and that they're trying to take away our history and our heritage, meaning the Confederate statues, all of which we know they weren't put up during the Civil War, but were put up from the late 1800s to the 1900s to protest civil rights. Did anybody question that?
Well, you know, it wasn't exactly – I think a lot of us wanted to maybe in the press wanted to speak up and say something. But as we always do, we, you know, we just kept recording. I know a lot of our colleagues in TV kept rolling for the entire speech. So the president says that the media takes him out of context. But, you know, I believe that our organization and everyone else there gave him ample time to express his dislike of us.
Well, there was a lot of that. The president again hinted he might pardon former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of criminal contempt in July for refusing to end his racial profiling. The president asked the crowd, you know, what do you think of him? He asked the crowd, it took like a poll. What's your sense? Do you think he's going to do this?
We do. There were some reports even this morning that the White House is preparing to take action. But last night he told us, I think he said, quote, Sheriff Joe doesn't have anything to worry about. But he said, I'm not going to do it tonight because I don't want to cause any unrest or controversy. But Robin, this is fascinating because, you know, Trump's own Department of Justice, federal prosecutors spent a lot of time and resources successfully prosecuting this case, not just showing that Arpaio had disobeyed a federal judge's order, but that he and his top level command staff did so knowingly for political gain. So for the executive now to come out and say that this pardon is coming, you know, obviously it threw a lot of people for a loop.
Okay. Well, the president also went after Arizona's U.S. Senators, Jeff Flake, John McCain, both Republicans, both critics. McCain, he went after for ultimately not voting to repeal Obamacare. Let's listen.
No, I won't vote. One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential. And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator, who's weak on borders, weak on crime. So I won't talk about him.
Jimmy Jenkins, how is this going over with Republicans there as he tears away in the end there at Jeff Flake, who's up for re-election, And the candidate that the president is supporting, it said, may not be a Democrat.
That's right. And he couldn't help himself because just this morning he tweeted, OK, it was Flake that I was talking about, you know, the person that's weak.
As if we did not know.
that's right. Yeah. But I think that the president actually last night must have been listening to people because he kept telling the crowd, they're telling me not to say any names. You know, they're asking me not to say any names. So I think he's getting a lot of pressure from his own party to, you know, not go after these senators like this in this public setting, but he clearly can't help himself. And it does fire up the base here. I mean, there are a lot of the people that support the president are critics of especially Senator McCain. So I think he knew that that was red meat for the crowd.
Yeah. Just tell us briefly what happened afterwards. We saw that there was tear gas, flashbang grenades. What happened?
That's right. The Phoenix police did a good job of keeping everyone separate, but just by the nature of these events, they always kind of tend to go south at the end as everyone's going home. Mm-hmm. And so as the crowd was leaving the convention center, they did come into contact with some protesters. There were a few skirmishes, then another incident where police say things were thrown at them, so they responded with pepper projectiles and spray and flashbangs, four arrests, no major injuries, though a lot of people actually had to go to the hospital for heat exhaustion. But luckily, that was the extent of it.
Well, four arrests, thousands of people. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ in Phoenix, thank you.